pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
New details emerge about what happened to a U.S. resident and Washington Post journalist who died in the Saudi consulate in Istanbul in October.
The last words uttered by journalist Jamal Khashoggi after he was set upon by a Saudi hit squad in that country's consulate in Istanbul were, "I can't breathe." That's according to a transcript of an audio recording of Khashoggi's torture. According to the transcript, there were screams and the sound of a saw. Then a voice came on, which has been identified as Dr. Sally Mohammed Al-Tubehi, who is the head of forensic medicine at Saudi Arabia's Interior Ministry. He says, "If you don't like all the noise, just put your headphones on and listen to music like me."
That's USA Radio's Wendy King. Former FBI Director James Comey telling an audience in New York City last night he wants Democrats to nominate any candidate who can beat President Trump in a landslide in 2020. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
President Trump's proposal to ban transgender people from being able to serve in the U.S. military is back in court today. The D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals is scheduled to hear oral arguments in a lawsuit challenging that ban, a lower court having issued an injunction against it earlier this year. Two nuns accused of misappropriating large amounts of money from a Catholic school in Southern California. The nuns are accused of taking as much as $500,000 from that school in Redondo Beach. Despite rumors OPEC may be cutting production soon, gasoline prices are still falling across the U.S. Crude oil prices having fallen $23 a barrel since the 1st of October. Here's more from USA Radio's John Clemens.
The national average for the price of gasoline is now at $2.41 a gallon. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us the price of gasoline is down 30 cents a gallon from a month ago.
The national average is now down about 5 cents a gallon versus where gas prices were 1 year ago when they stood at $2.46. In addition, the national average has plunged 30 cents a gallon from $2.71 a gallon a month ago.
And Ralph Breaks the Internet is the box office winner for the third straight week, as Dr. Seuss's The Grinch was second, followed by the Rocky sequel, Creed II. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And good afternoon. This is Dr. Miola with Get Healthy Hunterdon. We are going to check into this weather and see just what the heck is going on. So this afternoon, sunny with a high near 40 degrees, north wind around 7 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear with a low around 21 degrees, north wind only 3 to 5 miles per hour. Tuesday, sunny with a high near 40, calm wind becoming southwest around 5 miles per hour in the afternoon. And Tuesday night, mostly clear with a low around 25 degrees, northwest winds around 6 miles per hour. Pretty much nothing as far as precipitation until Friday. Chance of rain, snow, and sleet between 8 a.m. and 11 a.m., then a chance of rain after 11. Mostly cloudy with a high near 50. Chance of precipitation is only 50%, but nowadays who knows what happens. Friday night, rain likely mainly after 8 p.m. Cloudy with a low around 41 degrees. Chance of precipitation is 70%. So there you have it. All right. We are going to go to a quick commercial break, and we will be right back.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addictions, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarollcounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
You're listening to HunterdonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located at the historic Large House, 119 Main Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programs. Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody out there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And we are back with Get Healthy Hunterdon. This is Dr. Miola from Nutrimost of Flemington, Hunterdon County's most experienced healthcare provider. We want to wish all of our Jewish friends wrapping up their holiday of Hanukkah. Again, I hope everybody enjoyed getting a present a day. Being Catholic and stuff, we just get one big massive amount of them on one day. That would be Christmas Day. And then everybody's just burnt out from unwrapping everything. So, again, happy Hanukkah, the end of their festival, and we look forward to happy times and all. So we're going to go into an interesting topic here and stuff, some amazing information about and facts about PEMF. That stands for Pulsed Electromagnetic Field Therapy. And what is that, you would say? Exposure to the body to pulsed low-frequency magnetic field stimulates cells, which helps to increase increase oxygenation assimilation and accelerate the removal of toxins and chemicals. And pulsating electromagnetic field can fully penetrate the body and reinforce personal cycles in a natural way. This allows the body to recover its self-healing. As a result, health and wellness improves. Pulsed electromagnetic fields and stuff have even have you ever held magnets between your hands and tried to force them together and the interaction between them? So if you have experienced this, you have experienced magnetic fields. The Earth has its own magnetic field produced by changes in the molten core of the planet. The presence of pulses on a compass to rotate, and so that you can see the north pole of the compass pointing north and stuff. A magnetic field is a field produced by the moving electrical charges. It affects any other magnet range of the field, and this is a natural activity in the universe. Things for pulse electromagnetic field shorts are widely used these days to circulation and cell metabolism. The body can become accustomed to non-moving magnetic fields, which are generally unable to deeply penetrate the body. A electromagnetic field, however, is dynamic, which means it's constantly changing, is able to penetrate all the way through, and it creates a cascade effect within the body. So in as far as its features and different uses that it can do and all, Alzheimer's disease, after applying external electromagnetic fields ranging from 5 to 8 hertz, large improvements were detected in Alzheimer's patients. These included, but not limited to, improved visual memory, drawing performance, spatial orientations, mood, short-term memory, and social interaction. Alzheimer's disease, improvement of visual memory and visual constructive performance treatment with Picotelsa range magnetic fields. This was an International Journal of Neuroscience. Alzheimer's disease, improvement of visual memory and visual constructive performance by treatment with low intensity PEMF in intensity, which was found in the International Journal of Neuroscience. Two Alzheimer's patients showed a definite improvement after treatment with the PEMF, especially in the visual memory and their drawing abilities. There were also improvements in other cognitive function, in the ability of these patients to orient themselves in space, their mental and emotional condition, their ability to make social contact, and their short-term memory, which is pretty outstanding for a Alzheimer's patient. We're going to do a little commercial break here, and we will be right back.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today. at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
And we are back at Get Healthy Hunterdon. This is Dr. Miola from Nutrimost of Flemington. And we were talking about a very interesting topic called pulsed electromagnetic field therapy and how it affects many different kind of conditions and all. Magnetic fields can affect my body. Is that a question or is it? Understand an electromagnetic field affects the behavior of anything within the field. Every heartbeat generates electromagnetic waves throughout the blood of the body, stimulating tissues at a cellular level. External magnetic fields and the electric and electromagnetic fields produced by the body interact. So a magnetic cascading through our whole body will have an electromagnetic effect on each of our 7 million cells. As a result, magnetic fields act in basic and fundamental ways on molecular levels. They affect the most basic function of all cells, human, animal, and plant. At the cellular level, it helps with energy, eliminates waste, regeneration, functions based on the cell's type and location. Fields cause or increase motion of ions and electrodes in the tissue in fluids of both easy and quick to move an ion or electrolytes in a living organism using the electromagnetic fields. This movement stimulates a vast array of chemical and electrical actions in many of the bodies, helping them to rebalance or heal themselves where necessary. Improved circulation. Circulation problems in vascular disease caused by diabetes and sclerosis, which is arterial sclerosis in varicose veins with ulcers. Accelerated absorption of bruises, hematomas, expulsion of lymphadenia. Can a reef machine introduce the PM work on diabetic ulcers? The large ulcers on the side of the leg had resisted conventional treatment for 2 years. Treatment continued daily with the system that they use with a small magnet coil warning. These graphic pictures may be disturbing to people looking at them, and it was very, very amazing. And energy to the function of the cell. Cellular energy requires ATP, which is adenosine triphosphate, fundamental to all cell and body functions, and is necessary to sustain life itself. ATP will metabolism by transporting chemical energy within our cells. Low ATP levels will cause cells to be sick and decrease their ability to heal, regenerate, or function. Through the increased motion of ions and electrolytes, magnetic fields help cells with their energy or charge. We call it the qi, by up to 500%. Two previous studies had found that electromagnetic fields reduce painful swelling. Electromagnetic fields also have that effect in a new trial headed by orthopedic surgeon Roy K. Aron. Presumably, he said, it does it by changing the chemistry of the joint. Studies by his team and others indicate that these fields can increase a joint's production of natural anti-inflammatory agents, such as transforming growth factor beta. Not surprisingly, the doc said, medical supply companies are now developing products such as a glove with a coil to deliver EMS, electromagnetic fields, to arthritis-savaged joints. Softer tissues also respond to these fields. For instance, a biochemist at the Mount Sinai School of Medicine in New York City observed that many people with bone breaks experience significant pain in their muscles around their injuries. Shortly after using EMF therapy begins, however, that pain disappears. So that's a pretty interesting thing. No pills, potions, or lotions. just good old electromagnetic field. Treatment at the cell level. The electromagnetic fields also affect the change of the cell membrane, which allows membranes to open up. These channels are like the doors and windows on your car. Opening cells, like opening a car window, encourages nutrients to enter the cell and waste, as in cars, were easily eliminated. This helps rebalance and restore optimum cell function. Cells are back to their optimum levels, means they will all work more efficiently. Cells of these come together to make tissues, and those tissues come together to make organs. Restoring or maintaining cellular function, you will restore and maintain organs along with, and allows the entire body to function better. Maintaining the function of every cell at an optimum level every day is an important part of slowing down the aging process. So what happens when you get an injury? You get a direct damage to the cell membrane. And what happened? There's an interference with the energy supply of the cell. And that could even affect the sodium-potassium pump. Benefits come from pulsating electromagnetic fields therapy and stuff. When a cell is not healthy, it can lead to disease conditions. Magnetic fields with the cell injury by improving, helps with the cell injury by improving circulation, repair processes, and energy and stress proteins in the cells. These proteins are used to prevent cell breakdown and later and stuff, as well as help speed recovery from injury. Magnetic fields balance cells and bodily functions at very fundamental levels, even before damage and problems a part of you and stuff. A part of an animal afflicted with malignant cells is disposed within a magnetic coil injected to a plurality of magnetic field pulses. The pulses have intensities of about 1 and about 100 tesla, which is the way you measure them and stuff, and characteristic frequencies of between 5 and 100 kilohertz. The pulse magnetic field selectively inactivates and or destroys malignant cells and relatively little damage to normal cells, which is very, very important. It is discovered that high-intensity magnetic fields applied in short pulses with pulsating frequencies can be used to selectively destroy or otherwise inactivate malignant cells within tissues of a living animal. Selective inactivation of malignant cells within these tissues subjected to a pulse magnetic field is accomplished without noticeable irritation or gross characteristics of change of the normal cells. So that's pretty darn good to have happening and all. Selected for treatment support, healthy maintenance and stuff, pulsating electromagnetic fields used in the home daily would be an important part of any holistic maintenance program in addition to any other program. Magnetic therapies are usually complementary to other therapies, and they are usually enhance each other's performance. Ways to enhance the beneficial effects of the pulsed electromagnetic field, the pulsed electromagnetic fields. Since most of the effects of magnetic fields happens because of how they act on the ions, especially calcium, sodium, potassium, magnesium, these ions and electrolytes need to be at the right levels in the body. It is difficult to heal depleted tissues without sound nutrition. Supplements may also be quite helpful for magnetic therapy to be most effective. Magnesium supplementation and adequate amounts of daily water are encouraged. Additionally, some individuals, particularly women, need extra melatonin to optimize health while using the pulse electromagnetic fields. Pulse electromagnetic fields get real results. It helps with stress, helps with anxiety, helps with depression, helps with chronic pain, helps with insomnia, helps with chest pain, helps with fatigue, helps with headaches, helps with osteoporosis, helps with surgery pain, helps with inflammation, helps with arthritis, helps with tension, and many, many more. And we will return in a short moment from the news.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After a powerful wintry storm, the governor of North Carolina says
the combination of heavy wet snow, ice, and gusty winds led to more than 144,000 households without power still.
Governor Roy Cooper saying at least that's down from the over 250,000 people without power earlier today in his state. Almost 2,000 flights have been canceled across the United States because of the storm, which has brought about 2 feet of snow to parts of Virginia, the Carolinas, and at least 18 inches in spots in Tennessee and Texas. Another rough day on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average at last check was down over 400 points. Banks in the tech sector leading declines. The U.S. Supreme Court's refusing to hear appeals from the states of Louisiana and Kansas, which were hoping to cut public funding for Planned Parenthood through Medicaid. This is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and/or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
New details emerge about what happened to a U.S. resident and Washington Post journalist who died in the Saudi consulate in Istanbul in October.
The last words uttered by journalist Jamal Khashoggi after he was set upon by a Saudi hit squad in that country's consulate in Istanbul were, "I can't breathe." That's according to a transcript of an audio recording of Khashoggi's torture. According to the transcript, there were screams and a sound of a saw. Then a voice came on, which has been identified as Dr. Saleh Mohammed Al-Tubehi, who is the head of forensic medicine at Saudi Arabia's Interior Ministry. He says, "If you don't like all the noise, just put your headphones on and listen to music like me."
That's USA Radio's Wendy King. Former FBI Director James Comey telling an audience in New York City last night he wants Democrats to nominate any candidate who can beat President Trump in a landslide in 2020. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
President Trump's proposal to ban transgender people from being able to serve in the U.S. military is back in court today. The D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals is scheduled to hear oral arguments in a lawsuit challenging that ban, a lower court having issued an injunction against it earlier this year. Two nuns accused of misappropriating large amounts of money from a Catholic school in Southern California. The nuns are accused of taking as much as $500,000 from that school in Redondo Beach. Despite rumors OPEC may be cutting production soon, gasoline prices are still falling across the U.S. Crude oil prices having fallen $23 a barrel since the 1st of October. Here's more from USA Radio's John Clemens.
The national average for the price of gasoline is now at $2.41 a gallon. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us the price of gasoline is down 30 cents a gallon from a month ago.
The national average is now down about 5 cents a gallon versus where gas prices were 1 year ago when they stood at $2.46. In addition, the national average has plunged 30 cents a gallon from $2.71 a gallon a month ago.
And Ralph Breaks the Internet is the box office winner for the third straight week, as Dr. Seuss's The Grinch was second, followed by the Rocky sequel, Creed II. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And we are back at Get Healthy 100, and this is Dr. Mueller from Nutrimost of Flemington, and we're talking about pulsed electromagnetic fields today and how they affect the human body at the cellular level. And then healthy cells make healthy tissues then make healthy organs. One of the most basic functions magnetic fields have in the body is to increase circulation. When a cell, such as a red blood cell, is injured or ill, it does not hold its ideal charge. This causes the red cell to stick together, making circulation slow down. When a magnetic field passes through the red cell, the membrane becomes properly charged, allowing the cell to repel itself and keep itself separate from the other red cells, thereby increasing circulation. In addition, the pulsed electromagnetic field increase various chemicals in the blood vessel walls that cause the blood vessels to dilate or get bigger, improving the amount of blood flowing through the vessels and therefore increasing the amount of oxygen delivered to the tissues. Why is that important? Well, when your body has a lack of oxygen and stuff, you go more into an acid environment, that makes you more susceptible to getting sick. Because your immune system isn't as strong as it should be and stuff. So properly hydrogenated blood in the body and stuff moves your body back over to a pH of an alkaline state, which is 7 and above to 14, and a much healthier state. Poor circulation makes tissues unhealthy and prone to disease and breakdown. Improved circulation helps tissues get the nutrition and oxygen they need while expelling the waste they produce. Good circulation helps with tissue healing and regeneration. The result of improved circulation is the reduction of swelling and the removal of bruising. Enhanced muscle function. Muscle energy needed for muscles to work is developed through a process called myosin phosphorylation. Myosin is muscle and phosphorylation is energy, which we call ATP production. Optimum energy allows muscles to work harder and longer and recovery to be quickly from their work. Muscles that are contracted or in spasm are better able to relax, decreasing tension and reducing the pain caused by the spasm. So how does this all work? Decreased inflammation. Inflammation is a process initiated by the body to repair cellular damage in tissues by increasing the blood flow to the damaged area and increasing the number of good inflammatory cells. The process of inflammation is generated and supported by the regulatory role. Inflammation is a necessary and beneficial process, but it often persists longer than necessary, causing chronic inflammation. Chronic inflammation is frequently a cause of chronic pain. The pulsed electromagnetic field have been found to reduce chronic damaging inflammation. Inflammation can be initiated by many causes. What are the symptoms of chronic inflammation? It could be bloating and passing gas. It could be belching. It could be burning skin, dark circles and bags under the eyes, itchy ears and eyes, diarrhea or constipation, cramping, joint pain or stiffness, muscle spasms or twitching, fatigue, memory problems, rash, hives, acne, cyst or boils, scaly rough skin, cough or sore throat, stuffy nose or even runny nose, loss of appetite, fever or chill, headaches, puffiness, edema, or water retention. T cells in the body are a major regulatory of the inflammatory cycle. In bacterial infections, early infiltration of the affected tissue by white blood cells is followed by the arrival of these T cells, which kill the bacteria. In this circumstance, elimination of T cells can delay or stop healing. In trauma-induced injury, the T cells are less important to the healing process and may be harmful if present for too long. In this case, elimination of the T cells can minimize the unwanted effects of inflammation, accelerated healing, and reduce the risk of chronic inflammatory disease issues. So what happens is you have the rally of the stimulation of the stem cell activity, which encourages them to morph into other specialized cells. Platelet cells help the healing process by clotting the blood when wounds occur. Red blood cells are formed whose job it is to carry oxygenated blood to body tissues and organs. White blood cells are formed to fight off the infection. Research shows us that the pulse electromagnetic fields can induce the appropriate death of age, damaged, and chronic T lymphocytes by actions on the T cell membranes and key enzymes in the cells. For example, the pulse electromagnetic fields affects ion flow through specific cell membrane channels, like those for the sodium, potassium, and calcium, which positively affect these enzymes. Stress reduction. Stress is part of being human. Normal stress is necessary for survival. Too much stress is very harmful to the body. Under accelerating aging, stress is responsible for at least 75% of our illnesses, so stress reduction is necessary for all of us. Magnetic fields have many stress-reducing effects. Daily use of the pulse electromagnetic fields help to wash away the negative effects natural stressors have on our body. Bone healing. Magnetic fields pass right through the entire body. The pulsed electromagnetic fields work to repair bone, whether they are damaged by surgery, injury, or disease, and have been found to improve bone regeneration, such as occurs with osteoporosis and other bone-destroying conditions. Blood oxygenation. Just as a fire cannot burn without oxygen, our cells cannot produce heat and energy without oxygen. It passes into our blood and is carried by arteries away from the heart and delivered to the rest of the body, including all the organs. The pulsed electromagnetic fields help with the process of extracting oxygen out of the air we breathe and help it to be transported into the circulation. The absorbed oxygen is then transported through the body to all the cells. In the cells, enzymes and other basic cell energy uses the oxygen for cell metabolism, the energy necessary to function properly. The metabolism of an organism determines which substances it will find nutritious, nutritious and which it will find harmful. Proper blood oxygen levels at the cell level allow this process to continue quickly and efficiently. After the oxygen exchange takes place, veins carry deoxygenated blood and metabolic waste products away from those same cells and back to the heart to be recycled. A study published in the Lancet Medical Journal found that the popular pain medication was no better than placebo or dummy pills for hastening recovery from acute bouts of low back pain or easing pain levels, function, sleep, or quality of life. Researchers said the findings challenge the universal endorsement of pharmaceuticals as the first choice painkiller for lower back pain. We need to reconsider the universal recommendation to provide pharmacos and letrozole as a first-line treatment, said Christopher Williams, who led the study at the University of Sydney in Australia. We hope this helps provide a basic understanding of how magnetic fields, especially pulsed electromagnetic fields, work in the body. In addition to these basic balancing actions, magnetic fields also help with many other functions and conditions, and new ones are discovered regularly. Some of these other actions include reducing muscle tension, improving tissue healing, reducing pain, increasing energy, improving clotting factors, slowing the development of arthritis, stimulating the immune system, helping the body to detoxify, improving the uptake of nutrients, reducing blood pressure, helping nerve function, helping liver function, balancing the acupressure meridians, improving circulation and sleep, making soft tissues more flexible, reducing arthritic changes, bone healing, by exposing the damaged tissue or scar tissue to repeated pulse magnetic fields for approximately 5 to 15 minutes, varying from twice a day, several hours apart, to once every other day for approximately 1 to several weeks, much of the damaged tissue or scar tissue, judging from empirical field usage results, can apparently be repaired or removed and be replaced with normal healthy tissue. Electromagnetic field therapy method and clever and cleave device. Pulse electromagnetic fields produce a complex effect on a living organism because it contributes to an improvement in the energy metabolism, increases the mobility of lymph, enhances the blood supply of capillaries, and as a consequence improves nutrition of all tissues of the organ. The pulse field therapy liquidates stagnation of the ion enhanced on the level of the cells, regulates the intracellular process, this contributing to normalization of the overall metabolism. The really good news with this therapy is that a device like the pulse electromagnetic field pulser is designed to also focus the energy field where the body needs healing the most. And there you have it. Quite an infinite amount of information with that. We will be back next week, so please do stay tuned, and we will see you then.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After a powerful wintry storm, the governor of North Carolina says
the combination of heavy wet snow, ice, and gusty winds led to more than 144,000 households without power still.
Governor Roy Cooper saying at least that's down from the over 250,000 people without power earlier today in his state. Almost 2,000 flights have been canceled across the United States because of the storm, which has brought about 2 feet of snow to parts of Virginia, the Carolinas, and at least 18 inches in spots in Tennessee and Texas. Another rough day on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average at last check was down over 400 points. Banks in the tech sector leading declines. The U.S. Supreme Court's refusing to hear appeals from the states of Louisiana and Kansas, which were hoping to cut public funding for Planned Parenthood through Medicaid. This is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
New details emerge about what happened to a U.S. resident and Washington Post journalist who died in the Saudi consulate in Istanbul in October.
The last words uttered by journalist Jamal Khashoggi after he was set upon by a Saudi hit squad in that country's consulate in Istanbul were, "I can't breathe." That's according to a transcript of an audio recording of Khashoggi's torture. According to the transcript, there were screams and a sound of a saw. Then a voice came on, which has been identified as Dr. Sally Mohammed Al-Tubehi, who is the head of forensic medicine at Saudi Arabia's Interior Ministry. He says, "If you don't like all the noise, just put your headphones on and listen to music like me."
That's USA Radio's Wendy King. Former FBI Director James Comey telling an audience in New York City last night he wants Democrats to nominate any candidate who can beat President Trump in a landslide in 2020. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
President Trump's proposal to ban transgender people from being able to serve in the U.S. military is back in court today. The D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals is scheduled to hear oral arguments in a lawsuit challenging that ban, a lower court having issued an injunction against it earlier this year. Two nuns accused of misappropriating large amounts of money from a Catholic school in Southern California. The nuns are accused of taking as much as $500,000 from that school in Redondo Beach. Despite rumors OPEC may be cutting production soon, gasoline prices are still falling across the U.S. Crude oil prices having fallen $23 a barrel since the 1st of October. Here's more from USA Radio's John Clemens.
The national average for the price of gasoline is now at $2.41 a gallon. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us the price of gasoline is down 30 cents a gallon from a month ago.
The national average is now down about 5 cents a gallon versus where gas prices were 1 year ago when they stood at $2.46. In addition, the national average has plunged 30 cents a gallon from $2.71 a gallon a month ago.
And Ralph Breaks the Internet is the box office winner for the third straight week, as Dr. Seuss's The Grinch was second, followed by the Rocky sequel, Creed 2. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hello, my name is Robert Burns. My website is BobBurnsSpeaks.com. And I'm inviting you to listen to my show at 1 o'clock on Friday afternoons on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, entitled Awaken to Your Purpose. How many people walk through life awake and knowing why they were incarnated here in this beautiful planet? Not a lot of people do. I was in my late 40s by the time I found out, but now I know. So listen to the show, and maybe that'll promote you to awaken to your purpose. And thank you so much.
It is time for the Mike Hewitt Show, brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com. Mike is here. We got Miles, and we are ready to go.
We are. Listen, Miles, you got to help me out. What was that term that's not politically correct? Was it anchor baby? Is that what they used to make reference to?
Well, that was one of them. I mean, there's a multitude of terms that are politically incorrect.
Well, true, but I'm going with that one right now. So Honduran woman, 19-year-old, part of the migrant caravan, scales the border wall and gives birth on the U.S. side after a 2,000-mile trek. So does that make the baby a U.S. citizen and her have the right to stay here? How does that work, do you know?
Well, it depends on who you ask.
Right.
But some folks believe, yeah, that if you're physically born on American soil, then you're an American citizen.
Are you rejecting that as a legal concept?
Well, no. I mean, this is the whole question I think Trump brought up several weeks ago about the 14th Amendment. I think it was the 14th, and I think ultimately that's probably headed for the Supreme Court.
It's going to be a fascinating thing. So the move is likely to reignite the reading from Fox News, folks. The move is likely to reignite the debate surrounding anchor babies, their term, not mine, and birthright citizenship. President Trump threatened in October, goes to your point, to end birthright citizenship with an executive order. There was a lot of pundits and folks that think that they know so much back in October that rejected his executive authority to do such a thing. And listen, folks, I don't have a clue if he can or not. I do know that you, regardless of your position on illegal immigration, and by the way, I think that term is a mockery, but that's for another day. I do know that whether you are for it or against it, when folks do this, they're mocking you and they're stealing from your wallet. I know lots of folks are okay with that because those folks that are okay with it largely, overwhelmingly, aren't paying anything anyhow. But the folks that are paying, they're going, wait a minute, come on. This is not asylum. This is not all these lofty things that folks want to hang on it. This is just ripping off the American taxpayer. Miles, is there another avenue for me to see this from that's not presenting itself to me without help?
No, I mean, and I think we kind of touched on this yesterday when we came up, when we discovered the statistic around, what was it, 80% of the households from illegals are on some form of welfare?
Yeah, it was a big number. I can't remember the number, but it was, and that was from some liberal website. And it, listen, I first off, when I look at the safety net is supposed to not be a primary income. It's a safety net. I reject it in its foundational concept at any rate. But the idea that you could go to China or Canada or anywhere in the free world or not so free world and take part in their social net safety net, I just, to me, it's bombastic. Folks think that Trump is bombastic. Okay. But this kind of stuff and those kind of policies are bombastic in the extreme in themselves. They don't need help. I just can't fathom going to a foreign country and demanding their safety net, demanding their citizenship, or worse, saying, I don't want your citizenship. I want your free stuff while I stand on your flag. I'm telling you, at some point, whether it's Trump or somebody else, the American folks that are actually paying for this are going to say, you know what? Enough. Are we there yet? Yep. Are we getting close?
Well, certainly immigration was part of the reason why Trump became Trump.
Right.
Because there was a section of the population that have had it with the whole immigration question.
The question that's been obvious now for the better part of a year up until this coming session, when we've got a Republican president that's demanding that our laws, by the way, folks, that overwhelmingly were put on the books by Democrat-controlled chambers. That's an important caveat here. Trump demanding that these Democratic laws from the Democratic leadership gone by, put on the books, be followed, and that we build a wall as his view of the only way that we'll stop this. Why doesn't he have support from Republicans in Congress, both chambers, either chamber?
Are you asking me?
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After a powerful wintry storm, the governor of North Carolina says
the combination of heavy wet snow, ice, and gusty winds led to more than 144,000 households without power still.
Governor Roy Cooper saying at least that's down from the over 250,000 people without power earlier today in his state. Almost 2,000 flights have been canceled across the United States because of the storm, which has brought about 2 feet of snow to parts of Virginia, the Carolinas, and at least 18 inches in spots in Tennessee and Texas. Another rough day on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average at last check was down over 400 points. Banks in the tech sector leading declines. The U.S. Supreme Court's refusing to hear appeals from the states of Louisiana and Kansas, which were hoping to cut public funding for Planned Parenthood through Medicaid. This is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and/or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com
New details emerge about what happened to a U.S. resident and Washington Post journalist who died in the Saudi consulate in Istanbul in October.
The last words uttered by journalist Jamal Khashoggi after he was set upon by a Saudi hit squad in that country's consulate in Istanbul were, "I can't breathe." That's according to a transcript of an audio recording of Khashoggi's torture. According to the transcript, there were screams and a sound of a saw. Then a voice came on, which has been identified as Dr. Salih Mohammed Al-Tubehi, who is the head of forensic medicine at Saudi Arabia's Interior Ministry. He says, "If you don't like all the noise, just put your headphones on and listen to music like me."
That's USA Radio's Wendy King. Former FBI Director James Comey telling an audience in New York City last night he wants Democrats to nominate any candidate who can beat President Trump in a landslide in 2020. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-